This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joining us on this version of America Tonight. How you doing, America? I'll tell you what, we still are having those same conversations, aren't we? And the conversations, though, have gotten a little more intense. And when I say intense, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that, did you wait till the last minute to do those taxes because you were avoiding taxes since you knew you had to pay? So you were thinking, I can catch up a couple of checks, maybe a job here, you're an entrepreneur, something happens, something doesn't happen. I get it. I'm right there with you. I saw some pretty long faces the last couple of weeks, and I knew it was about taxes. And part of that has to do with, frankly, healthcare. The frustration over where are we headed with healthcare. And I say this all the time. It is our common denominator, right? Because, and again, depending on who you work for, there are still some people that work for companies who have enough employees where the healthcare is pretty decent. There is decent healthcare out there. And I say decent because that, even that isn't what it used to be. And then there is the really poor, crummy healthcare where it's healthcare du jour. You're not really sure what you're going to get. And if you specifically have to go to a certain doctor, we know this story because we all have been living this story. And the question of affordable health care still really just kind of hangs out there. Whether you decided you were paying for health care and then you dumped out of health care, so now you've got to pay more tax-wise and balance that all out, I think it's been very stressful for a lot of people. In fact, I saw something on CBS News the other day about more Americans have anxiety, depression, they're stressed, and they're unable to get the help they need. About 8.3 million American adults, so that's 3.4%, pretty high, of our population, has some kind of psychological distress. It seems as though it used to be a lot lower, and I think it's still on the rise. Suicide is on the rise. Access to care is getting worse, and that's depressing, the care situation. There are some that believe it's still tied to the last Great Recession in 2007. I don't know if I believe that. I think there's more conversation about it. The study was from the national health data from a survey conducted by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. About 35,000 households participated every year that they did this. They found between 2006 and 2014, access to health care services deteriorated for people with serious psychological distress compared to those without emotional distress. So that's not good. But you just heap that onto the pile of, what are we doing? And how do we sustain this for a longer period of time? That's the big question. That's the big question for sure. And that goes to the stressed, depressed, anxiety-ridden, that whole thing. And now with taxes looming for some, even bigger. And then I was reading a couple of different stories about families dealing with an alligator, others dealing with green iguanas. Let me tell you about the alligator first. Having nothing to do with taxes, of course, this, and we're seeing this more and more with all kinds of different animals, but an alligator climbed to a second story of a Mount Pleasant porch and decided to hang out. Serious. Now, this is South Carolina, and I was just thinking to myself how I spent some time in South Carolina. And the alligator wouldn't leave. And I actually was looking at video of this, and it may be viral all over the place. But in the early hours of Easter, 10-foot alligator just came up the back stairwell to the second-story porch of a house, crunched through the aluminum screen door, made itself at home between the sofa and the swinging bench, and it just lay there like a plastic fake alligator. And when they rapped on the window of, you know, the glass, it lifted its head, but it would not leave. But, and this was too big of a gator to mess with. So you would be a wreck if you tried to do that. Now, in the Low Country, which I spent some time there in January, they say it's not unusual with the abundance of marshes and whatnot that you could find an alligator climbing a high, you know, a story high staircase. But in the spring, if it's spring, which it is, it's the time of year male gators roam for, you know, they roam rather for mates. So that's what they're, apparently they think this is what's happened with the gators, and that's what they're looking for. And I like when people try to calm you down. Well, you know, the crocodiles you see on TV, alligators aren't as aggressive by nature, but they eat dogs and they'll react if they feel threatened. Well, if you went out on the porch, it would be pretty scary, I think. And this couple, or this family, their house was on a pond on the 18th hole of Rivertown Country Club off the Wando River, separated by fencing. In 7 years, they hadn't seen an alligator get past the fencing. But the alligators, they follow that fencing until they can get around it or through it, they say. So that's what they believe happened. State law requires a nuisance trapped alligator, by the way, to be killed. Agents usually remove it from the premises first. The family didn't want to see it killed. The other choice was to wait it out. Maybe for days, the animal was euthanized. But the family felt uneasy about it. They now have a more secure porch door as a result. They're going to have a gate for the stairwell landing. But they say, as long as it doesn't happen again, and they hope not, that they think it's beautiful, they think it's a rare thing, and it was. It's a very crazy rare thing, and to see their video of this gator, I understand why they couldn't wait it out. Because after a while, that gator wins, you lose, and who knows if the gator comes back. It was very strange, though, to see the gator on the porch. You know, that's one of those things where if you're not paying attention, imagine you just barrel through the door and you think, you know, you think you're, and this is just a kind of a beautiful house, actually, and you think you're fine. You're not expecting to walk out and see a gator there, and that could be dangerous if the wrong person wandered out. You never know, right? Otherwise, nobody was hurt, and everybody still had a good Easter. By the way, North Korea is the hot topic. DMZ, should we leave? Is it time to go? 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention, if you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Abracadabra. I don't think it's going to go away on its own. There's no magic here. But Vice President Pence toured the DMZ on Monday, saying that all options are on the table when it comes to North Korea after the dictatorship's failed missile test on Sunday. I mean, look, it blew up almost right away. Pence warned North Korea not to test Trump's resolve, saying China, which has publicly warned against a war, has given positive signals that it will increase pressure on North Korea. The State Department was talking about that on Monday. So Trump, you know, before this whole Easter egg thing, there was conversation about North Korea and how big North Korea looms in the near future. Is there more war to come? Is there some other bomb to drop or removal of people? If I'm voting for one, it's a removal of people. Boston Marathon. Can you imagine? Thousands of runners. The first woman to ever officially run the Boston Marathon 50 years ago was a woman named Catherine Schweitzer. And since Schweitzer took historic steps, a man wasn't born then, but is still one heck of a runner. It's crazy to think how fast these people go, because it's mind-boggling to me. And On Monday, Boston officials announced that memorials mark the sites where two bombs exploded near the finish line in 2013. Do you believe that's been 2013? A reminder from someone there that day to hold the people you love close to you, because, heck, you never know. So you had all kinds of things. You had the first all-female duo team. You had others with unique entries into the Boston Marathon. And I wonder when, I always think this, but I wonder how many people could really run a marathon. If you had a gun to your head, if you had to run a marathon, I mean, here's an intriguing question. Could you run a marathon? And I say you got to have a different gear for that. So you have to be somebody who, number one, enjoys running, and number two, is you're in really pretty good shape. And in, when I say by what I mean by good shape, your core is good. You can go the distance. You know how you have the endurance to do it. And of course, you'd have to be entered into some other races so that they would allow you to be part of the Boston Marathon, because you just can't come in off the street and say that you want to be in the marathon. Can you imagine the kind of runners they would get? And there's too much of a demand for it, so you have to have some proof somewhere, somehow. You just were in a marathon, a couple marathons, and you can, you know, just, you dig it. You're there. You've entered. You've paid the fee, and all signs point to this is going to be a really, really good deal. But not always. Hey, speaking of a good deal, you're listening to me. This is America Tonight. We talk about the business of politics. We talk a lot about what's going on economically. And we mention little bits and pieces here and there about the world of sports. So what's interesting this year is the Cavaliers and the Pacers. Boy, these have been close games, but the Cavaliers pull away at the end. They beat the Pacers on Monday 117-111. They also won a lucky opener over the weekend. So they've got two games that they're up. And I look at who could challenge, and I'm not sure there is a team that can challenge in the East. In the West, even with the Golden State dominance, I like what the Spurs are doing. They beat the Grizzlies for that second game tonight. And Kawhi Leonard, who some people are considering the MVP of the league, scored 37 points, 11 boards, and 2 assists. I mean, he's putting in really gaudy, gaudy numbers. And there's no reason to believe, piggybacking off the marathon statement in Boston, that, you know, to disbelieve this, that it really is a marathon, not a sprint, when you talk about baseball and when you talk about the NBA, because those sports take seemingly forever, and now here they are waiting to get back to through those early rounds and to see if in the East anybody proves a worthy opponent until they get to that championship game. But what team does it come down to that represents in the West, and what team represents in the East? And of course, it's the rematch is what we're all thinking about, the rubber game, where you would have Golden State again trying to wrestle away the championship from the Cleveland Browns. How likely? I'll say it again, a different story. I'll tell you what's interesting is this Nashville-Chicago Cubs series, and now I'm bouncing to on the ice, so I'm gliding to on the ice. Nashville beat the Blackhawks again 3-2. They lead that series 3-0. This was in overtime. You know, not looking good for the Blackhawks to be down the way they are. But for the Predators, you have to give the Predators some incredible props for hanging in, peppering the goaltender, and doing what they have to do to win. Because heading into this series, that was not the thought, that this, you know, this, that this Predators team was going to get by the Blackhawks, and suddenly they find themselves in great position. Really incredible position to maybe advance, and that would be a bit of an upset anyway. They're among the top five favorites, Chicago Blackhawks are, and of course, if you've watched them for any length of time, you know exactly why that is, because of, frankly, winning. That's why. So winning a fistful of Stanley Cups is going to get you that attention. But I think the attention should be paid on the other side of this. The Predators and the hot run that they've made in the playoffs. It's incredible. And see, basketball, just to be a purist and watch, is so fun. Unless you were gambling on, even if it's just a couple of bucks, on the college game, that makes more sense. So now you bolt into all these questions surrounding all these pro teams, and we know that that can change on a whim, on a dime, on a good maneuver here or there, that there are plenty of possibilities of maneuvers that are left. And you'd be surprised, even in some teams that you think are almost, and I don't know who would those teams be, almost invincible. But not quite. Not quite. By the way, the Supreme Court blocked Arkansas's request to execute its first prisoner since 2005. They won't allow it. They blocked the first, as you heard, at least six executions planned in Arkansas over the next couple of weeks after a dizzying day of state and federal court disputes about lethal injection drugs, mental health claims, and the right to legal representation. Wow. Busy, busy day. That's what I would say. Hey, stay with us. Coming up, should be a lot of fun. We're going to cap things off, of course, with a trip to the mailbag. Stay with us.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Surprise to me, the mailbag is full. Thanks so much. I always tell everybody this. Just go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. Let's dive into that bag right now. Here's our first one. This one is from Paula. Kate really liked the show. I started listening to it here in Portland. Somebody I know was working on a brief one night, and they mentioned that you were on KPAM. And I tuned in. I will be calling in the future, especially when you get back to that nail the score thing. When does that start? I love the whole nail the score thing, the intrigue over it. Okay, so let me just say this. We're not anywhere near football season. We do this one segment once a week once we get into the regular season. I pick the game of the week. Sometimes we talk to some of the athletes on either side of the ball. And all you have to do is tell us who you think is going to win and what the score is. You don't have to know anything about football, or maybe you love football and you want to analyze it to death. It doesn't matter. Trust me. If there was a shortcut, I would be there with the rest of you. So football season doesn't start until the real stuff doesn't start until September. So you have some time, Paula, to get to you know, let that kind of sit for a while. Let's put it that way. All right, let's move on. This is from Pence. Who says Pence? Wow. There might be some kind of meeting in that. Who says, are you watching what's happening in North Korea? I heard you talk to someone last week about it. And I think it's pretty scary, actually. It's like you have to take this Kim Jong Spoon guy out. I don't understand why he's able to run amok. Well, because he's the crazy leader of North Korea. And so just simply taking him out does not work like that. Here's what's crazy. You have all this conversation about the DMZ and whether or not strategically this makes sense anymore, which is crazy when you think about the amount of years that our presence has been there, really kind of protecting South Korea or helping South Korea, if you will. I guess is a good way to say that. But with North Korea, of course, that's, we're seeing more and more of the, I don't even want to call it saber rattling, because I think it's much deeper than that. I think that it is scary, of course, what's happening, and it's a decision up to the administration what they're gonna do, and obviously with the whole big bomb thing and going after ISIS, there doesn't seem to be any hesitation about, you know, digging in and going after some of what was thought before to be the not untouchables but more about diplomacy. I think some of that is out the window. And there's no new movement. I have a good source in the Pentagon, and there's lots of conversation about, and I've talked about this before, there's lots of conversation about North Korea, but nothing solid. It's the same circle that keeps coming back around and around and around and around again. All right, how about this one? This is a curveball. This one is from Stacy, who says, Kate, did you ever watch the show Girls? I know sometimes you say, if you have a bunch of days off, you do some binge watching, and I wondered if that was ever a show of yours. I watched it, and I don't think the ending is anything that's going to surprise anybody. Let's just put it that way. I don't know if it was good, bad. I just was left feeling sort of nothing. If you remember Lost, I watched the series Lost. And to me, there wasn't a good ending to Lost. In some ways, it kind of reminds me of that. You know, I never watched Lena Dunham's show. I shouldn't say that. I did watch maybe the first season, and then I just kind of lost interest in it. And I think that's because I'm such a information news junkie that I don't have a lot of that time to do that streaming. I do it with Game of Thrones and House of Cards, because, of course, the political intrigue, and I liked the British version, but not so much with this show, but it has been a major success, that's for sure. There's no question that Judd Apatow and Lena Dunham, because he's part of this package, have really put together something that absolutely started a buzz and conversation and about millennial women and sort of the new Sex in the City and whatnot. But like I said, I saw the first season, and I think I liked things about it, but I knew, nah, I got too much going on that I can't put any time into to this. All right, let's move over to this one. This one is from Chad. I love it that there are people I've not heard from before. Kate, I think you talked about this last week, about the five-year-old kid that got crushed in that rotating restaurant in Atlanta, I want to say it was. And I think it's the most depressing story ever, the fact that he, you know, what's a parent to do? He disappears for 2 seconds, and the next thing you know, he's dying, and they're rushing him to the hospital. I mean, just absolutely awful. Think of all of the rotating restaurants there are in the United States. I don't know how many there are. It's interesting. I was thinking about this. I can tell you that, for example, I've been in the one in Dallas, and I can see they were saying that he got caught between a table and a wall when the floor was moving. It's really tiny, like 4 to 5 inches of kind of the space. And I could see how that could happen. It's unusual, but I could see with a small, small child, it would have to be, and he was small, that he could get caught. And that's what happened. He just was crushed, you know, just tiny, and he was crushed. And it's just an awful, of course, it's an awful story. And when something gets caught, the floor supposedly is supposed to stop. But he had head injuries, and the head injuries were too severe. They couldn't do anything about it. But, yeah, awful. All right, let's jump to this one. I'm laughing because I saw this. This one is from Peter. Kate, you know that I like to email you every once in a while, and I just knew I was watching Saturday Night Live, and I knew that you had to be watching it too, or taped it or whatever, and I was wondering what your thoughts were on Melissa McCarthy playing Sean Spicer. I have to say this one was pretty funny, dressed up as the Easter Bunny and doing the thing with the dolls again, and then on the scooter. She is just hilarious. I did see it. They did the Trump thing, and then they did Steve Bannon. He's portrayed as the Grim Reaper. And, of course, yeah, Melissa McCarthy, the way they put her hair and the way that she stands behind the podium is, it is just funny. Yeah, that's the whole thing with Saturday Night Live. A lot of their strength back in the day, I mean, how many generations has it been around or how many decades, is the political satire, the, you know, the how they poke fun. And Jimmy Fallon was the host, and she dressed up as the Easter Bunny and apologized about comments that were made earlier in the week. And, I mean, yeah, she does a funny job of pushing that over the top, so that's interesting. How about this one? This is an NBA note. This one is from Jimmy. Kate, I heard you on another show, and you were talking about Isaiah Thomas's sister, China, being killed in that one car accident. I thought it was so classy what the Celts did, so many of the fans wearing number four jerseys in honor of him, knowing how tough it would be a day later to be playing. Can you just even imagine that? It was one of those freak accidents, had to do with the median and her car flying over it. And it was a huge announcement after it happened, because, especially in Boston, because of, I think because of the playoffs and because of what an important part of the Celts that he's become. And, oh yeah, I was talking about this the other day where it was just shocking. It was just a weird accident. So it was a one-car accident, and it had to be tough for him to play. And then the Celts lost in such a close game. I mean, a handful of points at the tail end of that game. And Thomas was key to the pure points. He had over 30 points. He had 33 points in the game, and he was able to maintain it and keep it together, even though it was really, I think, just really a heartbreaker for him. But the sea of fours was cool. To see all those people with those jerseys, absolutely, I agree with you 100%. All right, let's dive over to this one. This one is from Tracy. Notice in this mailbag, I'm not sticking to the one thing. I kind of poked through and found what some other people were saying instead of the usual fare, because I get a lot of that. So Tracy says, Kate, I was wondering what you think lately is happening with the weather. I know that sounds like a weird question, but I've heard you say Mother Nature and wicked curveballs. Always when you're doing the show, there's some mudslide, horrific storm, tornadoes, some kind of strange weather pattern that wreaks havoc with Americans in whatever part of the country it's happening. Yeah, weather is the common denominator, right? When you can't think of anything to talk about, what are we talking about? We're talking about the weather. And usually it has to do with, oh, I can't believe how hot it is. I can't believe how this is. And actually, because spring is here, the conversation has been about how incredible the weather is in New York the other day, almost up to 90. Are you kidding me? I'm thinking, wow, this is, I guess it's almost, it really is mid-April, so you can get that kind of weather. And I know, you know that the satellite studios that I'm in, of course I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and the weather has been really nice. We had some horrific storms weeks ago, but, you know, it's been pretty good otherwise. A few brutal hailstorms and some rain, but the weather is perfect. Almost like San Diego weather. I always wanted to live in San Diego because every time I went to visit friends there, it's perfect. You know, upper 70s, you're walking on the beach, you're going wherever, and you've got the windows down. Ugh, it's my favorite. Spring and fall probably are my favorite times of year. All right, thanks for all the mixed bag this time around. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
Yes, I'm gonna be a pop star. Yes, I'm gonna be a pop star now. Yes, I'm going to be a pop star. Oh, mama, mama, see me. Mama, mama, see me. I'm a pop star.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
For Your Health, I've been talking a lot about autism and different aspects of autism. And, you know, I've mentioned this before. I have friends that have children that are on one side of the spectrum, as they say, autistically speaking. Or I just had this conversation with a friend of mine whose son is now first year in college. And she says he's highly functioning. And she credits that a lot to some of the special schools and what they were able to do and how deep they dove into the world of autism to really flush out the best possible course for him with medications and with the education that he was getting and the socialization too as well. So today we're talking about teens and driving with autism and whether it's safe or not, because you have a lot of teenagers, of course, who, like any other teenager, they just happen to have autism that want to drive. They want to get their license and et cetera. And now there's this research that came up that shows about one third are following through with that, that they can increase their mobility and independence and that kind of thing. Just because they have autism doesn't mean that they can't drive. And this study is pretty interesting, and it was a study that was done on New Jersey teenagers. Joining us now to flesh that out a little bit more is Paul Loudon, who is a public speaker and a radio host and author of Behind the Locked Door, Understanding My Life as an autistic. And we've talked to Paul before about his life and what he was able to accomplish and still is accomplishing. Paul, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Oh, always happy to help people understand a bit more.
So you saw this research on these teenagers in New Jersey that they did, and that number I said, 1 in 3 teens with autism, they found that, of course, they want to get driver's licenses, but 82% of teens with autism who got a learner's permit, they were able to jump ahead and get their license within a year. So what does that tell us? I mean, what do those numbers mean? Explain that.
Well, one interesting thing about it is that they also included the numbers for non-autistic people who were very similar. It was, you know, approximately 10% less among the autistic community than typical kids, which suggests that, for the most part, autism doesn't prevent or impair kids at passing their driver's tests or getting their licenses, which, you know, if you look at what autism is defined as, it's defined as social impairment, it's defined as sensory impairments, it's defined as certain types of obsessive interests and behaviors. None of those are really things that directly affect the ability to drive. Now, autism is more likely to include other disorders as well that might affect the ability to drive, but autism itself shouldn't. So high-functioning individuals are likely to be able to drive at about the same rates as typical kids.
Yeah, and you know immediately to what you're saying is distraction is what some would think about. Are people with autism, especially these teenagers, are they more prone to distraction while driving?
And that's one of the interesting things in write-ups of the study and articles about it that have sort of concerned me, because, you know, when someone says, well, is distraction going to be a concern? My belief is that if distraction is a concern, that should be factored into the evaluation for everyone's license. That, you know, while an autistic person may be distracted by things, it's not part of the disorder. Honestly, an ADD or ADHD kid is more at risk of that, but also anyone who owns a cell phone or anyone who drives within an hour of waking up or drives late in the evening, there's a million factors that can create distracted driving or driving in non-optimal condition that we really should be evaluating that in the exam rather than isolating specific groups and saying, hey, we need to be concerned about that for them. I think that whatever test we have for getting a license, it should filter out potential things like that on its own. And if an autistic individual can pass that test, they should be as qualified to drive as anyone else.
Yeah, I agree with you. That goes in the bucket that I call misconceptions about all kinds of things. And I think there is a lot of misinformation and misconceptions about autism. Do you think so?
Yeah, and I think it highlights sort of the subtle way high-functioning autistics are sort of discriminated against out in the world, where, you know, people talking about this are talking about, well, you know, what extra steps should we do to make sure autistic individuals are safe to drive, when in reality, like, we're passing the same tests as everyone else. Theoretically, we're passing it with more challenges. You know, why do you stack up additional challenges for autistic individuals that other people don't have to go through? If a person, you know, gets distracted and runs a red light and hits you, it's not going to matter to you whether that person was autistic or not. It's just going to matter that they were distracted. And so we really need to evaluate why we ask about special groups rather than saying, hey, you know, this is a safety issue for everyone.
Boy, Amen. I totally agree with that. And you're out there speaking, so I bet when you get off the stage or you're in front of a room or wherever it is that you're speaking, I can only imagine a lot of people come up to you and thank you or tell you about somebody in their life or maybe they're autistic. And that's the other thing. I think for some people, autism is kind of hidden. Do you find that they don't necessarily talk about it?
A lot of people on the autism spectrum don't talk about it or are afraid to reveal it because of the discrimination. Their thought is, hey, you know, people don't normally notice I'm autistic. I don't want to tell my employer because I'm afraid they'll start looking for chances to get rid of me. Or I don't want to tell my friends because I'm afraid that they're going to start interpreting things differently. When you're autistic, a lot of times you feel like once people know you're autistic, you have to be better than perfect. Because if I make a bad decision about something, you know, if I trust someone I shouldn't have, or if I just happen to make any sort of bad decision, really, people are like, oh, you know, that's because he's got autism, he's not making good decisions. But normal, typical people make bad decisions all the time. That's part of being human, is the fact that you can make bad decisions. You have free will. And so, you know, my autism shouldn't get blamed for things that are just me. You know, my autism is what it is, and I am what I am. And I can't choose to make bad choices. If I choose to eat unhealthy, then that's lack of executive function. If I choose to sleep more than I should or keep an unusual schedule, that's, you know, the autism. And the reality is, neurotypical people, they do these kinds of things all the time. So I like to receive credit for being a person and not just a condition that happens to have legs and walks around.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. That's powerful. And it's like the name of your book, Behind Locked Doors, basically, understanding being autistic, your life as an autistic. And I guess behind the locked door, that's what you're talking about. What people don't realize is, you know, you're normal in so many ways like everybody else. It's just, as you said, a condition.
That's exactly it, is that I'm lucky in that I get to communicate some of my challenges. I still have difficulty certain types of communications, but I'm lucky that I'm able to talk about my autism better than a lot. But there's a lot of us who can't, who have that locked door up, and they're depending on someone else finding a way to get a peek through the keyhole or start slowly opening it. And so that's why it's so important for people to realize that there's more behind those symptoms, behind that locked door, waiting for someone to unlock it.
Yeah, and I mentioned at the top, I have a great friend who's so proud of her kids. Her kids, you know, she just did as much research as she could, got as much help in a way, like any other person who had any other kind of child with any condition whatsoever. And as she said, you would have no idea. Her kids are fine. I think there's that thing about the spectrum that people don't understand. What is the spectrum and what does that mean? And, you know, it's just that all of a sudden there's this conversation. Autism has been around for a long time. We just didn't know much about it, right, Paul?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no reason not to believe that autism has been around for, you know, hundreds of years. We have a lot of evidence that suggests from people's writings and stuff that they were experiencing symptoms of autism, but there was no diagnosis or anything yet, and they were lucky enough to be able to find a place in society. And then there's plenty of other people who weren't able to and end up, you know, stuck in homelessness or other things. But it's very much one of those things where, like, with the spectrum, people tend to think that once we can pass, once we seem normal, then we're okay. But it's like treading water with weights on. Once you've got your head above water, that's not the time to add more weight. And so for many of us, you know, we're still swimming towards the surface. Some of us have got our heads above the surface, but, you know, once we're there, we're still working constantly to keep ourselves at that level. We're still using energy. And it's important to remember that just because we seem okay doesn't mean we're not putting in a lot of extra energy each day to help manage our symptoms, help deal with sensory issues, or remember to do things like make eye contact or pay attention to body language. And so it's really important to remember that a lot of work goes into day-to-day life, whether or not you can see it in someone with autism.
Well said. Pick up the book, Behind the Locked Door, Understanding My Life as an Autistic. Paul Loudon, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We'll clean like my conscience. We'll clean like my conscience.
Thank God for the rain. Thank God for the rain.
We'll clean like my conscience.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at ShareTheRoadSafely.gov.